This is an age-old question, but could Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale, these guys, if you took their skills, put them in a time machine to now, could they still succeed? Would they be as successful?
I would say Sandy was, I don't want to put Don down, but Sandy was special. Sandy's ability over a five-year period was awesome.
Yeah.
He was the only pitcher who would go to the mound, and he would make two pitches, and I'd think, whoop, he's liable to pitch a no-hitter. I never had that with other pitchers ever, but I mean, he would throw a fastball and you'd go, oh wow, and then boom, the curve, and you'd say,
early.
Yeah, I've never had that feeling ever with any other pitcher.
Maybe he's like similar, could be likened to Tiger Woods.
Exactly. I mean, to me, Tiger Woods is like Yasha Heifetz with the violin. I mean, he just happened to have a club in his hand, didn't he?
And Sandy, too, the same way?
Sandy, the same. He was superbly gifted. He almost killed me. He's a left-handed golfer. And one time...
He was a wild pitcher at the beginning.
Yeah, right? Oh, and how. But he became amazing. I borrowed his clubs. Now, he not only had long fingers, consequently, his handles of his golf club were almost like bat handles. You know, they were pretty big for his hands.
Really?
Yeah, they were bigger than mine, let's say, for sure. But remember in those days, they had the silver weights you put on the back of your clubs?
Yes.
It looked like
the
tape.
Lead tape.
Yeah,
the lead tape.
Lead tape. Well, Sandy had lead tape all over all of his clubs. And so here I am, I'm out there with his club, and I cannot get it. I'm hitting here, and I'm so frustrated.
It's like swinging Babe Ruth's bat.
That's it, I'm way over my head. So, almost the last shot, and I thought, I'm going to get this through. It might have been the second shot on a par four. You know, I'm going to get through with this one. And I swung, and I thought I had broken my wrist. It hurt so bad. And like the next day almost. I'm wondering if we weren't playing like Olympic up in San Francisco someplace. Yeah. Anyway, come in here. And a dear, dear friend, Bob Curlin, the orthopedic surgeon.
Yes.
And he did everything. Bob was with Frank Jope. They worked together. And I said to Bob, I killed my wrist. And he said, what happened? So I told him. Oh, he said, come on in the dressing room. Now, there's a whole bunch of players in there, right? And he's going to give me a cortisone shot. And now I got all these guys standing around. And I put that wrist down. And they're all surrounding me. And I got the shot in the wrist. And I tried very hard to be brave, you know, because all these guys wanted to see me cry. So I get
Irish
the shot.
Teeth,
and I'm,
Irish toughness.
I'm fighting it. I'm okay. After the game, I get in the car and I start to drive home. And I swear it was like someone put a blowtorch on my... It was on fire. I don't know why. And then
it sounds supposed to give almost instant.
Yeah. This one was the other way around. This one.
Were you allergic to it? Maybe?
No, I don't know. I've never had another one. But anyway, that I said to Sandy, I will never go near your clubs. You're too much of a man for me. I'm a lightweight compared.